Got a warm couple of days coming up here on the Coffs Coast. 27 degrees expected tomorrow and sunny, and then 25 on Friday. Top of 24 degrees today. And you got Moffy in the morning for Jeff King Motors. Let's have a chat now to Gurmesh Singh, our member for Coffs Harbour, is on the line. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Moffy.
You're in Sydney. It's been a pretty big week. We'll talk about that soon. But back home, we've got a fair bit of stuff going on. And first off, these Anzac Day grants.
Yeah, Anzac Day is quite a while away yet, but the state government's got $2,000 grants for community groups, for schools, for veterans groups to help commemorate the day. And look, I'd really encourage everyone, especially schools, if they've got something they want to do, or if they want to do something around Anzac Day, to have a look at these grants. There's up to $2,000 per group. So, you know, I'd really love to commemorate it properly next year, considering this year we had all these COVID restrictions. So they've got until the 11th of November to put something together, which is also Remembrance Day, nearly 2 months to put together a grant application. So they can go to veterans.nsw.gov.au, or they can come and see us in our office and we can give them some guidance.
Now, there's been a fair bit of talk over the last couple of weeks about the jetty and the jetty foreshore precinct. You've got some news on that.
Yeah, so yesterday, as part of the $3 billion infrastructure spending that the state government's doing as a COVID stimulus, Jetty Foreshores were awarded $20 million to help kick off that project. Now, what that $20 million will go towards is things like, you know, footpaths, you know, improving the parkland, parking, fixing the roadway, and services like water and sewer and electricity. So it's like your kind of amenities, fixing all that up, that $20 million. So, you know, it takes a lot of pressure off the project then, if we've got that money, knowing that, you know, we can spend that money. And that's a great first step in this project. And in a few weeks' time, we'll do the announcement on the committee that everyone applied for a few months ago, and what the next steps will be. We'll hopefully do that later this month or very early next.
And just on that too, Gurmesh, where are we at with the process for the upgrade for the boat ramp?
The design is being finalised. We're hoping to have that design out within a week or two, just a few final things to tidy up with that design. By the way, this $20 million is on top of the $10 million for that boat ramp as well. They're separate projects. But yeah, look, that boat ramp design's going really well. The community consultative committee had two members from the boat ramp committee who are on that committee with the state government. And, you know, they're pushing that through really hard. And I must commend them for their hard work getting exactly what they want and what they've fought for.
Fantastic, mate. Look, just before we go, it's been a fairly rough week in politics in Sydney. What's the feeling like down there?
It's a rough week every week. No, look, it's been pretty good. We obviously, behind closed doors, negotiations are continuing on this policy. And, you know, as more and more people are looking at the maps, we're seeing more examples of where the habitat's being mapped and it's, you know, patently not there. Like, you know, the Mount Panorama racetrack, for instance. The actual track itself, where the cars drive on, is listed as a core habitat. You know, we've got cricket ovals or football ovals where the goalposts are. The satellites have picked them up as core habitat. And that's what we're saying. These maps are just, they're too wrong to continue. And we need to go back to the drawing board on the maps and how it's defined.
Can the Nats and Libs still work together, do you think?
Mate, we work together all the time, and this is just a minor little hiccup that happens from time to time. And, you know, we worked really well together yesterday, and we'll continue to work together into the future.
Good on you, Gurmesh. Thanks for having a chat this morning, mate.
Thanks, Moffy.
And we'll get all those details up as well for the grants and stuff on our website as well. Gurmesh Singh, the member for Coffs Harbour, joining us this morning. It's the Coffs Coast 106.3 Triple M.